Shalom, shalom, and welcome. Lesson 47 of the Anointed Hebrew Program. Tamid, last time we stood at the crossroads with Yeshua himself, Ve'ha'emet ve'ha'chaim, the way, the truth, and the life. Today we follow that word, chaim, all the way back to a feast in Jerusalem, on the last and greatest day of Sukkot, where Yeshua stood up and cried out over the crowd with an invitation no one had ever heard before. Living water, not from a well, not from a cistern, but from within. John 7, verse 38. Living water. Full circle. Word 1. Spiraling all the way back from lesson 1. Mayim. Mayim. Water. Mem, yud, mem. A word so old it sounds like water itself, doubled and flowing. You first met Mayim in Etz Shatul al Palgei Mayim, a tree planted by streams of water. Now, 46 lessons later, John 7:38 lets Yeshua stand up in the temple courts and cry out about Mayim again. But this time, the water is not beside the tree. Talmid, this time, the water is inside the man.
Say it, Mayim. Again, flowing and full. Mayim. One more. Mayim. Water. The word that opened your whole journey.
Word 2. Spiraling straight from last lesson. Chaim. Life. Living. Chet, yod, yod, final mem. Always plural in Hebrew because life is too full to hold in a singular. You just learned Chaim as the third jewel of Yeshua's own name for himself. Ve'ha'emet ve'ha'chaim. Now, John 7:38 joins Chaim to Mayim for the very first time in your Hebrew. Mayim Chaim, living water. Not still water, not stored water, moving, breathing, life-giving water.
Say it, Chaim. Again, full of breath, Chaim. One more, Chaim. Life, living, never running dry.
Word 3, Nahar. Nahar, river, a flowing stream. Nun, He, Resh. Verse 38 promises that from the believer will flow Nahare Mayim Chaim, rivers of living water. Talmid, not a cup, not even a well, a river, the kind of water that carves valleys and never asks permission to keep moving. Yeshua is not promising a sip. He is promising a current.
Say it, Nahar. Again, wide and moving, Nahar. One more, Nahar. River, a current that never stops.
And here is your first wow, crown number 43, and it is breathtaking. Turn your mind all the way back to Genesis 2, verse 10. V'nahar yotze me'eden lehashkot et hagan. A river went out of Eden to water the garden. Talmid, a nahar has been flowing since the very first page of Scripture, out of Eden, watering the whole earth. Now, in John 7, Yeshua says that same kind of river will flow not out of a garden, but out of you, out of everyone who comes to him thirsty. Eden's river left the garden long ago. Yeshua says it can begin again inside a human heart. Word 4, beten, beten, the belly, the innermost part, the womb. Bet, tet, final nun, a segulate noun, thick and round like the word itself. Verse 38 says, Chayim yinharu nahare mayim chayim. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Talmid, notice where Yeshua points. Not from the head, not from the hands, from the deepest, most hidden place inside a person. The place no one else can see is exactly where the river begins.
Say it, B-10. Again, deep and inward. B-10. One more. Beten. The belly, the innermost place where the river starts. And now the wow that reaches back to lesson 44, Talmid. Remember Misra, the government resting on the shoulder of the child born to us? That was a rule from the outside, a weight laid on a king. But Beten is the opposite direction entirely. It is a river rising up from the inside of an ordinary believer. Talmid, do you see the whole shape of it? The government of Messiah sits on his shoulder, wide enough to cover nations. And the living water of Messiah rises up from your Beten, small enough to fit inside one human heart. The king who reigns over everything is the same king who moves into the most hidden room of you. Now take a breath and hear the invitation of verse 38, honoring the name as Adonai. Hamamin bi kasher amar hakatuv mipno yinharu naremaim chaim. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Phrase by phrase. Hamamin bi, he who believes in me, kaasher amar hakatuv, as the scripture has said. And then the crown line, mipno yinharu naremaim chaim. Chaim yinharu naremaim chaim. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There it is, Talmid, the invitation Yeshua shouted out loud on the last great day of the feast. Word 5, spiraling back from lesson 19. Aman. To believe, to be faithful, to trust as firm and sure. Aleph Mem Nun. The very root behind the word Amen that you already say every week. Verse 38 opens on this root. Hama'amin bi, the one who believes in me. You first met this root in Levetcha Navakodesh, where Aman stood behind the idea of something faithful and sure. Now in John 7, Aman is not describing a house. It is describing a person, firmly, immovably trusting in Yeshua. Say it, Aman. Again, firm and sure, Aman. One more, Aman. To believe, to trust, firm as Amen. And word 6, Tzame, Tzame, thirsty, to thirst, Tzadi Mem Aleph. Earlier in that same scene, verse 37, Yeshua cried out, In tzame ish yavo elai v'yishte. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Talmid, tzame is not shame, it is an invitation. Yeshua does not scold the thirsty crowd, he calls straight to them. Every dry, parched, longing place in you is exactly the place he is calling. Say the whole word, tzame. Again, all of it together. Tsame. One more, like a dry throat finally answered. Tsame. Thirsty and invited to come. And now the wow that closes the full circle of this entire program, Talmid. Cast your mind all the way back to Psalm 23, Lesson 6, Kosi Roya, My Cup Overflows. And further back still, to Lesson 1, Eitz Shatul al Palgei Maim, a tree planted by streams of water. From the very first lesson, this whole program has been about water. Water for the tree, water for the shepherd's cup, and now, water rising up from inside the thirsty believer himself. Tzame, Aman, Main Chaim, Nahar, Beten. Talmid. The thirsty man who believes becomes the very thing he once only stood beside. He does not just drink from the river anymore. He becomes the riverbed. Full circle, from a tree by the water to a river flowing out of you. Crown time, crown number 43. Piece 1, Maim Chaim, Maim Chaim, living water. Say it. Piece 2. Nahare Maim Chaim, Nahare Maim Chaim, rivers of living water. Say it.
Now the whole crown, straight from John 7:38. Crown number 43. Mibitno yinharu nahare maim chayim. Chayim yinharu nahare maim chayim. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Once more, slowly. And feel where this river is promised to rise. Crown number 43. Mibitno yinharu nahare maim chayim. Chayim yinharu nahare maim chayim. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Talmid, Maim opened this whole program in lesson one. And now, 43 crowns later, that same water is rising up from inside of you.
Recap, 6 treasures today. Maim, water, the word that opened your whole journey. Chayim, life, living, never running dry. Nahar, a river, a current that never stops. Beten, the belly, the innermost place where the river starts. Aman, to believe, to trust, firm as amen. And tsame, thirsty and invited to come. Your Haggah homework. Murmur your new crown morning and night. Mibitno yinharu nahare maim chayim. This week, when you feel tsame, thirsty, dry, worn down. Remember, the invitation was never shame. It was always, come and drink. And once this week, say all 43 crowns in a row, a whole river of pure Bible in your mouth. Your vocab sheet and worksheet are waiting below this video.
Talmid, the tree planted by the water in lesson 1, and the river flowing out of the believer in lesson 47, it was always one story. Next time, lesson 48, The Good Shepherd, John 10, verse 11, Hebraically. Until then, from Numbers 6:24, Anointed Messianic Bible. Adonai bless you and keep you. Shalom, Talmid.